are.
Okay. I'm ready.
So I'm going to do a little spiel here first.
Hello, everyone. It's Jenny's Tattle Tales, and I am Jenny Heckman. I am the award-winning paranormal romance author of the Heaven and Earth series, and this is my video blog / podcast where we talk about all things writing. We talk about authors new and old, and we talk about their work as well as lifestyle. So I wanted to welcome you here today, and thank you so much for joining me.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jenny's Tattle Tales. I'm Jenny Heckman, author of the fantasy romance series Heaven and Earth. And this beautiful lady here is Andrea Florescu, marketing manager for Celtic Butterfly Publishing. And today we have paranormal fantasy author, Miss Darcy Carson. And she writes the series Dragon's Return. And the book we are spotlighting today is She Wakes the Night. Hello, Darcy. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here. And you've already told us that you're in the process of moving and you're getting ready to, you got all kinds of turmoil going on back there and you're doing your thing and getting ready to go. And I just wanted to say Darcy's been on my Tattle Tales page before and loved having you on the first time. I'm excited for your story today. And so let's get going with some questions. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here's a real good one for you. If you could map out the next 5 years of your writing life, what would it look like?
Busy, but then I'm always busy.
How many books do you average in a year to write?
That's kind of an unfair question. I wrote for years, published fairly quickly, but then I got mad at my publisher. So I continued to write, but didn't submit. And so I have a backlog. Part of what you see in my background is the backlog sitting there that I've never keystroked in.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. So are you going to be self-publishing a lot of those stories?
Actually, Wild Rose Press is my publisher, and they have published, besides the Dragon Return series, they published an Irish historical that I had written decades ago. And so those are Regencies with Brighton series being so popular right now. I'm thinking I should
Bridgerton.
Okay. Yeah. I should probably pull out some of those old Regencies.
Yeah. They're very in right now.
And Andrea is a huge fan of Bridgerton.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that would be really cool.
Liked the series better than the books. I've read all the books, but I like the series better. I don't know. It's just more happening in the series than the books.
Yeah. Well, if you got a whole backlist, you don't really need, you could just be doing those once a month. Be like Nora.
It takes a while because there are, 90,000 words that you have to keystroke in. My fingers can't type that fast.
Mine can't either. So what words, let's see, what are the words you live by? Do you have a kind of motto that you live by?
Not really. People call me a pit bull with lipstick. So does that mean I'm stubborn or don't mess with me? I think it's a combination.
Love that. That's really, really good. Okay. Name one story made into a movie where you preferred the movie version and not the book version. That's going to be a hard one.
Was Star Wars a book before it was a movie?
I think he
wrote... No, I take it back. Jurassic World.
Oh.
I'm going to say Jurassic World because I really thought the automation or whatever whatever that's called with the dinosaurs, they looked real.
Oh, so that's the book in your imagination.
Yeah. So that would be probably one of my favorites.
Okay. And let's see, you're going to complete this sentence. Your life would be absolutely complete if
I was a bestseller, a New York Times bestseller.
You got that whole backlist behind you there. You're going to be a bestseller.
let's get real.
I love it. Is there a message in your novel or in this series that you want your readers to grasp? Is there something that you really are trying to get across?
Yes and no. I didn't realize that I did have themes in my books until somebody read it and pointed out that I had four different themes in one that all connected. And so I kind of, when I wrote this one, I went back and I looked, and it is the fact that it was discrimination.
Oh, wow. Really?
Is in this book, and how you overcome discrimination and how it can, you can change your mind.
So it's about, is it because of the dragons, or is it because?
No, my hero in She Wakes the Night is what you call an untouchable.
Okay.
And that is a person who has a leprosy type disease. I mean, I thought of leprosy when I did it. So they're completely covered head to toe in rags, and they wander from town to town. The townspeople must give them the red rags, and they must feed them. But they're not always treated very nicely. And the guy who is the untouchable, who is the hero, is really not sick. And so he's learning that, you know, I mean, people mistreat you just by what you wear.
Yeah.
So, or what you look like.
That's a good, it's a powerful message. That's really good. I love that. I love that underlining theme. That's really good. What space do you prefer writing? Do you like supreme quiet? Do you like music, coffee shops? Do you like your office? What's your ideal writing space?
Well, it's chaos. I started writing to Jerry Springer in the background on the TV.
What? Really? Wow. I bow down to you. That's pretty amazing. I don't know how do you do that?
Well, I really am not listening, but unless there's screams, and then when it's all over, I think, I'm going to write it about nice people. I have such a wonderful life. People, my critique group and friends would go, you're nuts. And I said, no, it makes perfectly sense. I watch listen to an hour of that. And then actually for a while, it was on for 2 hours on different stations, and I would follow it and just have it in the background. And I always felt so good afterwards.
Very positive about your life and the people that are in it. Yes, I can hear you. I would be so distracted. I would be so engaged in watching it. I would think it would be really hard.
I'm a mother of three boys. I can point out the worst.
Oh, I love that. How old are your boys?
Oh, very old. They're probably older than you.
Oh, no.
I'm really lucky. I don't have to color my hair. My middle son is here with his 18-year-old picking up the bed. So that's a clue.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay. If a reader could do one thing to help their favorite author, what would it be?
Buy their books.
There you go. Pretty simple.
Yeah. Buy their books and put reviews up.
They're very important, aren't they?
Yes.
The reviews. Yeah. Okay. So here's a Sophie's Choice question. And answer honestly, which of your books is your favorite? You cannot say all of them.
Always the work in progress.
Oh, great.
It's always the work in progress because it's a journey of discovery for me. I'm a pantser, so I don't always know what's going to happen. And since I know other than it's going to be a happy ever after because I write romance, between that first page and that last page, I go on the journey too.
Oh, that's great. So pantser, I'm always in awe of pantsers. So what is your process then for when you are putting together, you're sitting down, you have your brand new book, you brought it up on your computer and you've got a blank screen. What's your process then for that?
I usually know who my characters are, you know, the hero and the heroine. I can tell you about this one I'm working on. I in the dragon series, in the second book, they found 42 dragon eggs. So I have to write 42 stories. And they're all different colored eggs. And I knew that the color would tell you what the dragon would look like. And so I got to the point where it's like, okay, in this fourth one, it was a golden egg. Oh. And so she's a golden dragon.
Wow.
And I took a very, very minor character, I think in the very first book, and he is the hero in this. And he was kind of like a spy in the first book. But he's now an emir because it's Dragon of the Desert. And she goes to the desert, but she wants to be human. So she's constantly studying how humans react. And it's kind of, like I said, it's a journey. So I'm learning, geez, that's why people do that. So, and she's always worried. Am I acting right? Am I, you know, sort of like she's like a fish out of water in the desert.
So she is actually somebody, can she at the end turn into human, or is there a possibility?
My dragons can shapeshift.
Oh. Okay.
And so in this world, in all my worlds, I think they all except one type have not shapeshifted. In the second book, they don't shapeshift, but they're thousands of years old and they prefer to be dragons, but they're little tiny firefly sized dragons. All the dragons can shapeshift. And some of them don't. They don't like to do that. They think humans are inferior. But she happens to like how she looks as a human. And so she really is trying, how can I become a human? And in the basic series, the dragons were once called to this world by the gemstones of the world. And once they find the correct gemstone, which correlates to their color, like red dragons go for rubies, gold dragons go for, could be sapphire, topaz, anything in the yellow family. That if that gemstone accepts them, it gives them a gift. And it depends on what that gift is.
It gives the dragon the gift, or it gives
It gives the dragon a gift to give to a human. And sort of like in the very first book, it was a ruby, and the ruby granted, the dragon through the ruby could grant immortality. Except the people that they offered it to never accepted it. They said, why do I want to live forever? All my rest of my family and friends will die. But there is somebody in the book who covets immortality. It causes problems. But anyway, it's one of those things where each dragon, once they find what they're looking for, you know, find their particular gemstone, then they can grant it to the next person.
And so I guess this also begs the question, were you a Game of Thrones fan?
Yes and no. My husband, totally. Sometimes I got a little bored.
Yeah. It's kind of hard following all the different storylines.
Well, the subplots. There are lots and lots of subplots.
So much.
So
much going on underneath the surface.
Yes.
This has been a delight. Okay, my last question for you is, what would you most like to say to your readers?
Please buy my books.
Please buy them.
And enjoy them. And then review them. I mean, I have a theme.
I do like the theme too.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have to speak up. One time I ran for an election and I had a friend accompany me and to critique how I spoke to people. And one of the things that she came back with is, you're running for office, ask for their vote. And I've taken that advice to writing. If you ask me that kind of question, I'm going to say, buy my book, enjoy it, and read it or review it.
Lovely.
Because otherwise people don't. They don't think about it.
Yeah. So. Well, perfect. Okay, this was really fun. I hope you come back so many more times because it's always a delight having you around.
Oh, good.
I love, And it's great to do it this way. I love this new medium of being able to actually see your face. And we always have our author photos that we see, and that's what we see, and that's it. And so it's really fun to be able to exchange this way. It's really cool.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Hopefully I'll have a cleaner office next time.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. And if you would like to follow Darcy Carson, we have her links on our Tattletales page. Or you can go to her website at darcycarsonbooks.com. And so I just wanted to say we're done with our next episode, but Andrea and I both would like to say thank you so yes. very much for coming on today. This has been such a pleasure getting to know you, and I'm wishing you all the luck with your big move and your new house and all those great things. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it too. Thank you for inviting me.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thanks and have a great day.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I think that's going to wrap it up for Jenny's Tattletales today. I hope you have an absolutely splendid day, and I want to really thank you for joining me, and I hope to hear from you and see you next time.